At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for what we like to call Great Mate Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today, Ryan and Amy. They're trying to decide on to vacation or not.
Always vacation!
Well,
Vacation's all I ever
wanted.
We are worthless.
Yes.
Ryan won the toss. He gets to go first. Ryan?
Yay!
What's the deal?
Well, here's the situation. We have a trip to Disney planned in California.
Okay,
that's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, and for, you know, me, my wife, three kids. And
three kids?
Yeah.
Yikes, that's going to set you back a bit.
Oh, yeah, big time. And I really want to do this. I feel like now is the time to do it. They're at the perfect age to do it, where they're all going to enjoy it and remember it.
Mm. Okay.
And my wife doesn't want to do it because we are in debt, which, you know, I understand. But we told the kids about this trip last year, and they've been asking about it practically every day since then. Oh. And I'm at the point where I just think it's too late to back out and disappoint them. So I just want to be full steam ahead on this.
Okay. Because you can't. Okay. I don't want to already take your side, but you don't like.
But how much information did they tell? Hey, we're going these days. We're going to this park. We're doing the park hopper.
But if you're going to Disney, you're going to Disney. You're not going to go there and go for one day. You're not going to fly or drive all the way to California and go one day. So then you got to commit. You got to go. And there's two parks, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's why I asked.
But you can. Yeah, we're going. We'll go. I mean, that's parenting 101. Keep kicking the can down the road a little bit.
I do want to say. Ryan, do you want to tell us the ages of the kids or no?
I'd rather not reveal that specific of information.
Okay.
If I told you guys.
I just want to say this, without knowing the ages of the kids, there is 100% your kids are kind of in this, TAC.
No, not
my
yet.
Kids are 4 years apart. Like, if you wait till one will really love it, the other might age out.
Yeah.
Or if you go when one really loves it, the other one might be too young. Like, we went...
Yeah.
When
yeah.
Noah was perfect and Mia was just like a baby. It was just, she didn't understand. She didn't remember it. Nothing. So then we had to go back. So we had to do it twice.
And then Noah's a little like,
this is dumb. I don't want to
no.
be here. So if you have perfect age kids, you don't have to tell us. But let's get your wife in here. Amy?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey guys, how are you?
Why don't you tell us your side? Why do you want to disappoint your children?
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
reel it back.
So, first of all, nobody wants to disappoint their children at all. But I do think that there's a level of, if you're in this much debt, you can't just keep spewing money and thinking you'll come back from that, because we might get to a point where we can't. You have to plan for things that you don't know are going to pop up. And I just feel like this is really, it's not just the wrong thing to do financially, but it's also the wrong thing to teach them. You know, if we get into a bind and we go on this trip, I don't want them to grow up and, you know, get married and then just be like, oh yeah, well, let's take the family cruise we planned on. It doesn't matter if it's going to keep them from getting school supplies. Let's just do it. I mean, that's not the kind of thing you teach your kids.
She got me. You got me.
These kids aren't learning that life lesson right now.
The oldest one could be. We don't know their ages.
The worry work
has
spoken.
No, they're getting $18 Mickey Mouse ears. And I mean, the money that is spent alone in a day is just insane there. I just don't think it's the right time. I think it's something that we're going to have to push back on. And I don't know why he's fighting me so much on this.
But I mean, there's nothing we can do about this now. But like, why on earth did you tell them? Like... Now,
because I think it's something that we both thought we could manage at the time. And then when you're looking at the reality of it, I mean, that happens in life. That happens within a family. And I think there's a right way to handle it and a wrong way. And unfortunately, like I said, I don't want to disappoint the kids, but this is just not the right way to handle it.
You can't sit your kids down and go, here's like the fiduciary, the charts of finances, interest rates and credit, like, and here's our debt and here's our income. Like, you can't.
But you also can't shove yourself into more and more debt. This is why people say before you get married, the number one thing you need to do is be on the same page about finances. So these exact issues don't arise.
But you got, yeah,
because I see both sides, but she's right.
This is a one and done, though. You got three kids. You could bang it out right now.
Three kids at Disneyland for more than one day. Do you understand?
I know it's thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just having three kids seems yeah. could be a lot.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. And basically, you got to pick a side, Disney or debt. Like Disney and debt. Like, yeah. Pay for Disney or pay down your debt.
I like what you said, though. They could. You want to get the
phone
number?
You knock it out once. 303-222-5423.
Exactly. You knock it out once and then tackle the debt. But now the debt's so much bigger because of that.
You're already in debt. Just keep it going.
There it is. I knew there'd be one in the room, and I knew it'd be Aaron.
I'm not a Disney adult, but yeah. The kids' memories are more important than.
Because you're, like, I'm just.
I hate debt.
I hate debt, too. But, like, the. You told your kids, you guys.
Take them to like Disney on Ice and tell them that's what Disneyland is.
Oh, that's better. Them. Right. Amy doesn't want to send the wrong signal, so let's lie.
Okay.
That's a better. Amy, like, is it. You don't want to do the heroic thing for you? Don't, like, as a
the
dad.
The heroic thing?
There's something about the look on your kids' faces when you tell them, like, pack your stuff, and they lose their mind. It's almost worth opening another credit card for.
No.
It kind of is.
Well, then what's going to happen as the kids get older? They want to play sports. They want to do all these things. They want to be going on those random school trips. What are they going to do? They're going to go, sorry, we took you to Disneyland a few years ago. We literally can't afford it.
Yeah, but they didn't promise the sports or the school
That's
trips.
That's part of
they
childhood.
Promised they promised this. You don't so have
no
to follow
new cleats,
through.
No baseball bats, no field hockey sticks. We went to Disneyland.
Are you saying it's a better lesson to tell your kids parents can make a promise and break it?
Well, now.
That's a great lesson.
Honestly,
We lied when we said we were going to take you.
Promises get broken in life. Shouldn't they learn that now?
It's not very magical.
Ryan, Amy, hang on right there. We're going to get you some advice and figure out if you're packing or not. I hate that just as much as anybody else.
Oh, for sure.
But I, if I'm being honest, I think Disney's overrated. It's overpriced. It's all those things. But you have to do it.
You don't just have to do anything.
Yes, you do. Hack, are you going to do it?
I would love to do it. Yeah.
But it's expensive.
I have not made any promises, for the record, to anyone. And me up on this, guys.
Think about how expensive it is now compared to even 10 years ago. It's astronomical.
Mm-hmm. And do you think if you were in their position and you did decide to go, you'd be able to really enjoy it? Ooh. Do you think that the joy in your kids' eyes would be enough to calm the voice in the back of your mind going, we shouldn't have done this?
We can't have
lunch at the park. We can't do the souvenirs.
Dude, we got lunch. We got chicken fingers and fries.
It's $30.
$85 for two kids.
Yeah. It's
eight.
Absolutely.
Five. Mm-hmm. 85. That's almost $90. Sorry.
It stresses me out. My mom took all four of us, which, yes, how my parents had four kids, I don't know. But she took all four of us, and there was one time we were going through the lunch line and we kept grabbing things. And I think she finally was like, this is going to cost me a fortune. And I still think about it. Because when you're a kid, you don't understand.
Because your mom put that guilt onto you.
No, my mom's perfect. But it's just that it hit a limit where she had to go, guys.
Stop.
Right. And it's like, sometimes that just has to happen.
The other thing that Amy said that is very true about Disney, and we all know it, you go on a ride, rides are all paid for. The ride ends in the gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
Every single ride ends in the gift shop. And you can't walk off Star Wars without buying a lightsaber. You can't.
But you have to. She They have to if they're going to go.
All right.
Which is that what their kids are expecting?
Right.
Is the kind of the...
I don't think you have to give them souvenirs, but you told them you're taking them. You guys pick a side. Are they going... do they explain the interest rates on credit cards to their tiny little children?
That's not what I'm saying to do.
Or do they just tough it out, go a couple notches deeper in debt one time? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Ryan and Amy. They're drowning in a bit of debt, and they're trying to dig their way out, but they promised their kids a Disney trip. So Ryan's like, we got to go, even if it means getting further in debt. And Amy's like, we got to do the right thing for our family. And that is not spending.
Are you calling it the right thing?
I think it just sucks that you told them. It just, it like,
because they promised them we're going to Disney.
Yeah. And like, it's, Ryan, Amy, we got a jury for you. Feel free to jump in with any of them. And we're going to get started here with George.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side.
Why?
Because when I was a kid, I was probably like 8 or 9 years old. I was promised Disneyland.
Okay.
And great it age. Was pushed down the line because it couldn't afford it. Pushed down the line, and then it never happened. Mm-hmm. I ended up trying to go when I was like in high school by myself with a school group. I barely even remember that trip because it wasn't special. And on top of that, you got kids. You're always going to have debt. You have to live a little bit. The memories with your family are more important than the money.
Is that true, though? You have kids, you're always going to be in debt. What if you plan? Mm-hmm. I understand that kids are extremely expensive, but this is just an added thing. And don't you have a part of you that's like, my parents couldn't afford it, but they did the best they could?
No, honestly, because the reason why is because I don't have those memories now. Like that. When you push it back once,
but they had food on the table for you.
They shouldn't have promised him.
They shouldn't have. I agree with that. But then going could have jeopardized other things.
They'd have been fine. You make it work.
You make it work no matter what.
And like, you too. I understand the whole like going can jeopardize other things, but at the same time, they're your kids. They're going to remember that forever. And if you're worried about souvenirs, put a limit. You get one big gift, and that's it.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you for the call, George.
I just worry about that attitude trickling into it's a new car. I can only drive a new car once, you know, doing that. Like, you can make that argument for everything.
That's okay. I'm like, they promise their kids, and you don't, the worst thing you want, I think it would be worse to show your kids that you don't follow through on a promise than it is to go a little deeper in debt. It's, your parents are the rock.
I hope he was the only caller, right?
No, let's keep going. Austin?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on team mom.
Okay, why?
So I grew up in a family where we could not do a lot of stuff because we could not financially afford it. And it sucks having those things where they say, hey, we're going to do this, and then they have to back out. But it ultimately taught me that you have to get your finances in order to do the fun things later on in life. I can't agree with going more into debt to go have a whim of fun just because your kids are the right age. We went to Disneyland when I was 24 with my parents, and we had a great time still.
Yeah.
I just think it's one of the things where
I did a similar thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I went. Yeah,
it feels so fleeting right now, but in the reality of things, you have so much time with your kids.
But maybe you don't.
I was just going to say that.
I don't want to pull the dead dad card, the dead sister card, but like sometimes you got to YOLO.
There is a way to make incredible memories as a family that doesn't cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. Some of my favorite memories are playing wiffle ball in the front yard with my siblings. And it would be my brother versus the girls. Like, those were amazing. My parents would sit out on blankets and watch us. Right. That was a great memory.
Right, but if your mom promised you Disney, she took you to Disney.
Is there something that you're setting an example for your kids of being financially smart? And also sometimes you have to have a hard conversation and go, we were wrong. We told you we could go.
Sometimes you don't like, get what you want.
That's a lesson, too.
Okay. Sarah?
Yay.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on Disney's side.
Why?
Well, because, you know, just when you're young like that, you know, you don't need to explain to them financial disputes and stuff like that. Amen. You know, I grew up with a family of five, not including my parents, so a total of seven. And, you know, they made it work. And now that I'm older, I understood that they, you know, robbed Peter to pay Paul, you know, credit cards and stuff like that. But, you know, that's something that, like, you know, your kids might remember. You know, whether, like, you know, you do it either way.
Which is the lesson you want to teach your young kid? She's on his side. You figure it out. You'll figure it out later.
And she said, that's something your kids will remember. And I agree. I'm mad.
Okay, be mad. But it's like,
And you know what? Tickets are cheaper when the kids are younger.
Is that true?
If one's young enough, they can get them for free.
Exactly. Let's go.
Get an Amex card.
There's nothing cheap about Disney.
Yay.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Hers.
Why?
So I've got a couple kids myself, and back in the day when we had some times, we had, you know, told them things could happen, and we sat them down and talked to them, treated them like adults, even though they're tiny, and we said, this isn't going to happen. Listen. So we had the conversation with them, and then later on, we were able to do these things, and the kids now are 17 and 20. They still go on vacation with us every year. We go to the Caribbean now because now we can afford it. To me, a conversation like that is better than saying, hey, kids, wasn't Disney great? Now we have to move into a two-bedroom apartment and you're sharing a room.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. Thank you, Jay.
That's an important lesson, too.
So it's tied at 2 apiece. The problem is Erica's the one on text right now. And if I ask her to pick a text on which side is going to win this thing.
I can give you 2 texts and then you can continue to debate. One is kids think life is free and they need to learn that they can't have everything. Better learn now. I do love that one. Yeah. I do love that one. And then, there's a lot of text.
Oh my God!
They could limit the stuff they buy inside the park. They could bring in snacks and eat meals outside. That is true. You can bring snacks in.
It's like a grant for a family of five walking through the door.
Well, you can is like $1,000.
Oh, definitely more than that.
It's like $300 a pass, right? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You could also get souvenirs at the Walgreens down the street. I happen to know because I went not long ago.
Hey, guys, have fun at Walgreens.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.